Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios.
The man your man could smell.
Theo Dorsey is theoretically speaking.
But are you a different animal and the same beast?
What does that mean, Kobe Bryant?
Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
What's up, West Palm, and welcome on Into Theoretically Speaking. It's your boy, Mike Rizzo, filling in for Theo. Got a lot of stuff planned today, folks. Quarterback talk, paid quarterbacks, for that matter. A lot of quarterbacks got paid this offseason, a lot, you know, throughout the last couple of years. And we're going to take a look at those quarterbacks that did get paid. That's not named Patrick Mahomes. Because let's be honest, folks. What are teams trying to do? They're trying to be the next Kansas City Chiefs. They're trying to get the next Patrick Mahomes. And C-Cat and I are going to take a look at all those quarterbacks that we think could possibly win a Super Bowl coming up next year. But C-Cat, how are you, partner? Good to see you.
You mentioned Patrick Mahomes in the first minute of the show. You're filling in for Theo just fine.
Okay,
perfectly hit the quota already.
And, you know, Theo hit me up. He goes, you know, my guy, thanks for filling in for me today. You know, listen, open up the curtain a little bit. I just started, folks. Very new here. Very new here at ESPN West Palm. Very thrilled to be here, number one. But we're going to talk about me being a little new here coming up in segment number three with Tina. You know, Tina, she's lived in Florida her whole life, C-Cat. She's not like us who are, you know, snowbirds, kind of flew in from.
Yeah, for sure. We are merely adjusting to the Florida life. Yep. She was born in it.
How was your day, though?
Doing pretty good. It's rainy outside.
I was about to say, and, you know, if you're watching on YouTube, by the way, at ESPN West Palm, you can watch us live on YouTube. Bro, do you see my, chin?
I was wondering when you were going to bring it up. You've been bloody all day.
Butchered myself shaving this morning. Ooh. Now, I am a professional shaver.
Really?
I'm a very good shaver. So when I do something like this, I'm very embarrassed. I am the guy who has 5 o'clock shadow at 5 o'clock. I am truly my grandfather's grandson because I always used to look at my pappy. Did you shave today? Yeah, now that's me. At 29, by the way. At 29 years old. I got to shave 2 times a day. I'm ready for the laser. I'm ready to just get the laser and wash it.
I don't know. Does Nair work on men's facial hair?
Nair?
Yeah, see, I don't know many things about shaving.
What in the hell? Hang on. See, what in the hell is Nair?
Nair is
I found out. Is it a product, folks?
It's a product that I heard about in come Halloween time that these scoundrels, these children who were up to no good, ne'er-do-wells, these children would fill up balloons with Nair, and it makes hair fall out. I think women use it for their legs.
I see.
To help it not grow back.
It's too close to 8. C-Cat, you there? That's too close to my head.
Ooh.
I cannot risk losing my hair. It is going, nothing that is hair removal spray is going near that. This mane that, by the way, I need to get cut. If you have any good barbers, make sure you tweet at the show. But C-Cat, I did say, we're going to talk quarterbacks. We're going to talk quarterbacks today, specifically quarterbacks that have gotten paid over the last couple of years. And the list is up. The list is up. I got the list. I mean, I don't think it would be fair if we didn't start with our local quarterback, Tua Tagovailoa, who's making about $53 million a year. C-Cat, do you think Tua Tagovailoa could win a Super Bowl next year?
It's all about the context, right? He plays in the AFC. That path is harder than anybody else in the other league. So I'm going to say definitively no.
Yeah, I'm going with no, too. I like Tua, though. Similar, by the way, you notice who's not on this list? No, Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott not on this list because he still needs to get paid. But similar to what I tell Cowboy fans, Dolphin fans, if you wanted to get rid of Tua Tagovailoa, you're 3 years. 3 years until you're ready to compete in the playoffs. It's such a quarterback-driven league. Hence the question today. No, which paid quarterback is maybe on their way to winning a Super Bowl next year to get to the Mahomes level? So if you're watching on YouTube right now, I have all these quarterbacks and an arrow pointed up to Mahomes. It's what we're all trying to get to.
Right.
Who do you root for?
I'm a Ravens fan.
You root for the Ratbirds?
Sure do. Edgar Allan Poe's namesake, of course, I do.
Folks, I'm from Cleveland, so to open the curtain up even more, obviously sports hate the Ravens for obvious reasons. That's our team. They stole our team. With that said, I love Lamar Jackson. And when he got drafted by the Ravens, C-Cat, a little of my soul left my body because I'm a big college football nut, and we'll touch on college football a little later on in the show in segment 4. he was like one of my favorite college football players of this, you know, past decade. And I go, my Browns are going to pass on him, and someone I can't stand is going to get Lamar Jackson.
Traded into the first four.
And who got Lamar Jackson? That was, old GM for the Ravens, former Brown. My father is probably listening and slapping himself on the knee. Ozzie Newsome.
Yes.
Ozzie Newsome, former Cleveland Brown, former Ravens GM. He was his last first round pick. How epic is that? Your last first round pick, in my opinion, is darn near, and now he's gonna win a Super Bowl, but a darn near generational talent in Lamar Jackson. When I mean generational talent, folks, the way he runs, the way he passes it. You know, I always laugh at people go, oh, Lamar can't pass. I mean, he's had like the highest completion percentage out of any quarterback in the NFL the last couple of years, but I'm a big Lamar Jackson fan, and I hate to see him on the Baltimore Ravens C-cap.
Hey, it's nice to enjoy him in the regular season time. I've been critical of him time and time again on these airwaves when it comes to matter most. Ergo, what we saw in the AFC Championship game with that triple coverage throw that sold the rest of the chances the Ravens had to win AFC.
Do you want to know what people were telling me, C-cat?
What were they telling you?
Pass interference. It should have been pass interference. That triple coverage interception. I had a ton of people tell me that was pass interference on Kansas City. And you want to know what I said?
What?
Don't throw it into quadruple coverage.
It's a good idea.
Don't throw it into quadruple coverage looking for a flag. More often than not, you're not going to get that flag. And also, you're not going to get it when you're playing Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes. Quickly on that game before we keep going on our list. Kansas City didn't even score a point in that second half.
They scored all
their points, folks, in the first half. And didn't even need, you know, Mahomes rolled on an offense. We're good. Defense has got us. Obviously, he didn't do that because the talk at training camp with the Chiefs right now is that they didn't like the way they won the Super Bowl. Must be nice. If you're a Kansas City Chiefs fan out there, feel free to tap in. You could tweet at us at ESPN West Palm. You could follow, get us on YouTube. Get going on the chat, C-Cat. But it must be nice, Kansas City Chiefs fans, to not like the way you won the Super Bowl with defense. All right, so Tua, first one off our list. Joey B, Joe Burrow, C-Cat. A little, I don't want to say drama. Why is Ja'Marr Chase holding out? Did we debunk this? Remember, Zach Taylor came out and said like a week ago, it's planned. It's all going to plan.
Why is he holding now? Because he sees everybody else get paid. I think you see the Tyreek deal, which it happened over the weekend.
Right.
But you see CeeDee Lamb probably going to get paid. Hasn't gotten paid quite yet. Or no, he did get paid. Excuse me. He's seeing everybody else get paid, and he wants his. That's what I'm seeing from Ja'Marr Chase.
Am I going to go on my tangent about how I think guys should finish their contracts out before getting paid?
We've got 4:30 in this segment left, so maybe you want to hold it?
Let's hear Joe Burrow on Ja'Marr Chase and what makes him special.
I think he's really smart. You know, he talk about something, you tell him something one time, you know, maybe he doesn't do something exactly the way he's supposed to, the next time he's going to do it right. And that's something that's really rare.
I guess I'm going to spoil my list. Tua, Joe Burrow, Trevor Lawrence, Lamar Jackson, Deshaun Watson, Jordan Love, Baker Mayfield, Kirk Cousins, Josh Allen, Jared Goff. These are the quarterbacks I decided to select today that I think could be in line to win a Super Bowl. I mean, I don't think anyone believes Baker Mayfield is capable of winning a Super Bowl, right? He did win a playoff game last year, though. Actually, played the Lions pretty tough in Detroit, too, for about a half.
I hate to...
Let's get rid of the fat. You ready? Let's get rid of the fat.
I want to slice off a bunch of names on your list.
Tua's out on a Super Bowl next year. Agreed? I think the Dolphins have a chance to win the division. I think the Dolphins have a chance to win a playoff game for the first time in 23 years, but he's not winning the Super Bowl. Agreed?
So you're saying winning the Super Bowl this year?
This year. Okay. I'm talking this year, brother. Okay. And these are the quarterbacks that I think you can make a case for. These are the quarterbacks you can make a case for. Tua, Joe Burrow, Trevor Lawrence, Lamar Jackson, Deshaun Watson, Jordan Love, Baker Mayfield, Kirk Cousins, Josh Allen, Jared Goff.
List is far too large.
They're on giant contracts.
They sure are.
All those. The reason, see, kid, I'm not going to mention one. I can't mention them at all, right? But the fat I'm cutting off: Baker Mayfield, Jordan Love, Kirk Cousins, Trevor Lawrence, Tua.
Do it. Come on.
Deshaun Watson.
Thank you. Thank you. That's what I was waiting for.
You want to know the rumors out of Browns camp?
Is he healthy?
Slinging it.
Not. You know what? I drafted him in the third round of my fantasy draft last year. I was banking on a Deshaun Watson comeback season. It never happened.
My old man calls me. What day does he get? Sunday. You know, first off, checking in. He's probably going to be visiting soon. He calls me. He goes, you know, the rumor out of Browns camp. I go, what? He goes, Watson slinging it.
Best shape of his life.
Always. And it's funny because his show saying is don't get hooked. And I told him that exact line. I said, you are getting hooked by training camp stories. Shame on you. See, got the quarterbacks that are left. Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Jared Goff, and Jordan Love.
I think Lamar Jackson can win a Super Bowl if the Ravens don't win a Super Bowl in 2024, which is obviously probably have a 10% chance, maybe less than that, to win a Super Bowl. It's because of Lamar Jackson. Don't get me wrong, it's his limitations.
I could argue that Lamar Jackson and the Ravens probably should have beat Kansas City last year. And Kansas, you could argue that Josh Allen, now it was to tie the game, the field goal. But if that field goal goes through, like, you see chinks in the armor, right? There are chinks in the armor on the Kansas City Chiefs. It's kind of a bold statement because they've won two in a row, right? But the Chiefs don't like the way they won. The Chiefs don't like the no offense and focus on the defense and this and that. I think the talent level is there for Jackson, the Ravens, and the head coach. We forget about how good of a... As much as I can't stand the Harbaugh family, okay, between Jim in Baltimore and... Jim in L.A. and John in Baltimore, they have been... And Jim haunting me in Michigan. It's like I couldn't... everywhere I looked, every single one of my football teams, there's a Harbaugh in our way. But one of the best coaches to do it, Super Bowl winning coach, and really has the know-how, C-Cat, to get his team going when it counts.
Yeah, makes the most... He knows when to rebuild a team. They went through those awkward years before Lamar and the talent of Joe Flacco. I love the organization because they know their direction.
And they always draft well, it seems. They always do free agency well. And Lamar's handing it off to Derrick Henry this year.
That's a darn mean read option 1-2 punch. I'll put it that way.
A lot of miles on Derrick Henry. Is it going to be the same Derrick Henry that we've seen the last couple of years in Tennessee? But give me a running back that's been more consistent and as good as Derrick Henry the last 5 years. I don't think you can.
No, not at all.
I don't think you can. And the sheer wear and tear of a Mike Vrabel offense, too, that relies so heavily on the running back, it's hard to find it. Maybe McCaffrey, we'll get to him later on in the show.
Yeah, some weight lifted off his shoulders in this Baltimore offense. The fact that Lamar Jackson does exist, he'll be just, yeah, numbers-wise, taking less carries and taking less hits.
And then we talked about Burrow, and we talked about Burrow and everything there. Chase holding out. He beat Patrick Mahomes. He's like one of the only ones that beat Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs when it counted, when he wasn't really like in his first or second year. And Jordan Love on the giant contract. I don't know what to make about Jordan Love, folks. I think that the Green Bay Packers pulled the trigger a little early on that contract. I would have probably liked him to see him play out the rest of the year this year on the same contract. Like, this all goes back to me saying, why can't guys play out contracts anymore and have contract years? And then Josh Allen, who had the Chiefs dead by rights 3 years ago in Arrowhead, and then last year, what do we call that, C-Cat? Wide right, wide left. Poor Bill fans, just like me, a Brown fan, very, very cursed. Folks, let's take a timeout. When we return, we'll get Uncle Steve Politziner on the phone. You're listening to 106.3 Mike Rizzo, filling in for Theo, theoretically speaking.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is theoretically speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
Welcome back, folks. Mike Rizzo filling in for Theo Dorsey on Theoretically Speaking. You can tweet at the show at ESPN West Palm. You can watch us live on YouTube at ESPN West Palm. We're going to be bringing in Uncle Steve Politziner. Coming in next, we'll hit the safe bound get around and we'll have some fun with Uncle Steve. But before I do all that, folks, I got to shout out the Boca Bowl. Now, CCAT, you're a seasoned veteran at this point at Boca Bowls, I heard.
Well accustomed to the Boca Bowl, my friend.
Now, I've heard about the Boca Bowl for a long time, you know, dating back to when I was part-time in Cleveland, oh, eons ago. But folks, Palm Beach County's premier college football event is back. You do not want to miss the 2024 Boca Raton Bowl. It's going to be Wednesday, December 18th from FAU Stadium and broadcast live on ESPN. Last year's game saw in-state rising power USF beat Syracuse out of the ACC. What's this year's game going to have in store? Big names, big teams, and big action. The 2024 Boca Bowl, December 18th, from FAU Stadium on ESPN. Folks, you're not going to want to miss out on it. Find out more at BocaRatonBowl.com. Folks, one more time, BocaRatonBowl.com. Not going to want to miss out on that. Well, folks, it's time to welcome in Uncle Steve Palatiner.
He's our favorite uncle.
Remember, with great power comes great responsibility.
A Palm Beach County Sports Commission Hall of Famer and president of Good Karma Brands. It's Steve Palatiner.
Uncle Steve.
Presented by PNC Bank. Committed to making a difference in the South Florida community.
Uncle Steve.
Uncle Steve, how we doing today, partner? Good to have you on. Your first time on with Riz. How you doing?
Wow, Mike Rizzo, what an honor. Big shoes, big seat you're in today. Big shoes you're in today.
Very much
great
so.
Theo Dorsey, and excited to be talking to you.
Very much so, Uncle Steve. Appreciate you coming on and joining us today. Now, I wanted to update you on a couple of things we've talked about before we get into the Safebound Get Around. We're talking quarterbacks, specifically paid quarterbacks. And which ones out of the bunch do you think could possibly win a Super Bowl next year? Because, you know, the ultimate goal in the NFL is the Super Bowl and to maybe find a quarterback that's similar to the great Patrick Mahomes. And, you know, I feel like that's why all of these quarterbacks got signed to big money, because obviously they believe in him. Uncle Steve, give me a couple out of these names I'm about to list you here. Tua Tagovailoa, okay. Joe Burrow, Trevor Lawrence, Lamar Jackson, Deshaun Watson, Jordan Love, Baker Mayfield, Kirk Cousins, Josh Allen, Jared Goff. Who on that list out of paid quarterbacks can win a Super Bowl next year?
Well, if you want me to go through each one and give you a yay or a nay, but the couple that jump right out at me the most is, I think the most pressure would be on Lamar Jackson.
Right.
You know, as the elevated of that group. A little less on Allen just because of what the Bills have done to take some steps back, you know, in the offseason. So the opposite on the Ravens, right? Mm-hmm. You have Derrick Henry, right? They've invested. They're going for it. Like, so he's got to be, you know, your number one there. I feel like so many of the other guys, and that's both the beauty and, you know, frustration in the NFL, are teams that are all going to go 8-9, 9-8, 7-10. Mm-hmm. You know, 10, you know, the Bucks, the who else you have in the Falcons, mm-hmm. the Jags. I don't see that any of those like breaking through. Now I can see Joe Burrow back there, and if the stars align, I could see Tua there too.
Right.
You know, like, you have a small window with Tyreek Hill. I had said originally it was like a 2-3 year window. I didn't even think it would be necessarily with Tua. Mm-hmm. After last year, or, you know, for the long term, that's obviously the decision that's been made. Couple things break their way, they would be your other team.
Uncle Steve, we narrowed it down to Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, and I'm still kind of sold on Jared Goff as well, just because he plays in the NFC. And I could argue that if Dan Campbell took points and didn't try to be this WWE personality that's biting off kneecaps and drinking tall venti coffees, they're probably playing for a Super Bowl, right?
Very, very possible. Yep, very possible. The thing is it Goff or is it the...
We may have lost Steve.
Did we lose...
We got him back.
We got Uncle Steve back?
It's like, let me put it this way. If Burrow goes down, you don't think the Bengals have a chance. If Goff goes down, do you think Teddy Bridgewater could pick up where they left off?
Right.
And be I know we hate the term game manager, but with all of the other weapons that are in in his arsenal and all everything that Detroit has on defense, saying, like, is it Goff? Or I think you have him there because you have Detroit there.
Agreed. And I what makes it crazy for me is the money that the Detroit Lions gave him. Like, hey, you're our quarterback. We believe in you. And I even remember when the draft was in Detroit. They brought out Jared Goff, and all the players started chanting Jared Goff that were on the stage with them. I think the team has bought into him, and I think the city in total has bought in to Jared Goff. So we appreciate Uncle Steve touching on our segment one topics. But C-Cat, it's time to do the Safe Bound Get Around.
I get around. What you mean you don't know? Round and round, round and round. I get around.
All right, C-Cat, let's go. Let's get around on the Safe Bound Get Around.
Next stop.
First stop on the Safe Bound Get Around. We're in Bristol, Connecticut. Not going to ESPN headquarters. Per The Athletic, in 2025, the Cincinnati Reds and the Atlanta Braves will play a regular season baseball game at NASCAR track Bristol Motor Speedway.
Didn't, like, remember when we played basketball on a yacht and it got rained out? I mean, Uncle Steve, doesn't that kind of sound like that story right there? Do we really need to have a baseball game at a motor speedway?
Well, it's my never-ending issue with baseball. Like, every once in a while, they'll do something right, like Field of Dreams, and I get they have an effort to, like, throw the game. Is NASCAR even, like, what is NASCAR now?
I know.
This will do more for NASCAR than it'll do for baseball.
Agreed. Like, F1, I feel like, is the car thing now. Right, Uncle Steve? Formula One?
Totally. Yeah, totally. The one thing is, there's so many baseball games. Sure. Like a meaningless Braves-Reds game on a Tuesday night. Like, I'm sure Atlanta can give one of those up. And I think it's good for the Braves, who have always had that multi-state, you know, kind of grip on the Southeast. So from where their fans are. So that's exciting. We're talking about it today. That's exciting.
Right.
But I don't see, like, that's like who you want to be with. Like, do you want to be with NASCAR right now?
And like college football, I think my Buckeyes are like going to play Northwestern at Wrigley or something like that coming up. Like, you see these with venues, but it like makes sense. This doesn't make sense. C-Cat, next up.
Next up on the Safe Bound Get Around, we're going to Atlanta, we're going to Arizona. The Cardinals are heading into 2024 season with 50-plus new menu items in their home State Farm Stadium, one of which, my favorite, is named the Cotton Candy Burrito.
What?
Let me run down what is in a Cotton Candy Burrito from the Cardinals. So it's cotton candy flavored ice cream topped with Fruity Pebbles, Fruit Loops, marshmallows, Skittles, mini M&Ms, gummy bears, and sprinkles, all wrapped up in a melt-in-your-mouth cotton candy shell.
Uncle Steve, I would need a bottle of Pepto-Bismol on site.
So here's the problem with this. People are going to want to try it out. It's like a novelty kind of thing. Baseball games are flying now. That line is going to be so long, you're going to miss half of the game. Now, I was really listening intently on the ingredients to see. Now, there are a lot more ordering in-app in baseball stadiums. Do you think that will, like, transfer well? It'll have to, like, be taken out of some kind of wrapping. I see a lot of, like, the ingredients falling apart.
Oh.
It feels like a fun idea. I'm very worried about the execution.
It is going to be a mess because cotton candy, they say it's a melt-in-your-mouth cotton candy shell. It's going to melt in your hands.
Uncle Steve, it looks like a Chipotle burrito, but with dessert and candy in it. That's like 10,000. Like, that's like 3 days worth of meals right there. Am I wrong on that?
And nope. Ice cream's the basis of the inside.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, yeah. You give it to the kids.
Oh.
You hop them up. You know, kids don't want to stay through full baseball games, even if they love baseball, and even with the game going faster. I find that, you know, anybody I talk to with little kids, kids when mine were younger, like, you know, staying till the eighth, ninth game, you know, they get distracted. Eighth, ninth inning, they get distracted. You know, the sugar rush or whatever is going to come as a result of this thing is going to be fascinating to see.
C-Cat, next up on the Safe Bound Get Around.
Next stop.
And we go to Southside, Chicago, Illinois, where, oh, those poor White Sox, they're making history for all the wrong reasons. The White Sox have tied the American League record for consecutive losses, losing 21 straight.
Now, Uncle Steve, the past 3 years before this, I was doing radio in Peoria, and we were a White Sox affiliate. I know too much about this team. I wish I didn't know as much about this team, but this is one of the worst baseball teams I've seen in my life. C-Cat, do you have the sound?
I don't, unfortunately.
Uncle Steve, there's a fantastic call of Tom Hamilton calling the fight for Tim Anderson and Jose Ramirez. And I feel like the organization has gone downhill ever since that fight. But your thoughts on an MLB team losing 21 straight?
Well, I remember in 88 when the Orioles started the season that way. I was 13, huge baseball fan. And like those are those things that you never forget. The White Sox, to me, is the craziest part. First of all, it's impossible. Like you need some luck or luck against you. Just it's based, you know, the way baseball goes. But remember last spring, this isn't that long ago. We're talking about the White Sox as a contender.
Right.
Last year was supposed to be their breakout year. I know, you know, last year's disaster and then this year's, complete, whatever the word is, worse than disaster, right, has taken them to just an epic another level. And they didn't even trade all their assets. Like, they didn't even have, they handled nothing right at this point. Well, I'm in the Midwest today. I saw a White Sox fan earlier. He was wearing a White Sox hat. I said, "You're still wearing a White Sox hat?" And he said, "Look, we're going for the record." So I think the fans have bought into this and are, if you're not going to win or be known for something, just be known for something.
I think I found the sound, Uncle Steve. Let's take a listen real quick, CK.
Anderson square off. They're fighting. They're swinging. Down goes Anderson. Down goes Anderson.
Now, you know, Uncle Steve, I'm a Cleveland guy, and I love my Guardians, but honest to God, ever since that play, that team has just went down the you-know-what. And the craziest part about it, too, 2 years ago, Tim Anderson was starting in the All-Star game at shortstop. He's not on a team right now. He got DFA'd by the Marlins, I think, like a month ago.
Yes, and remember, he also hit that huge home run to beat the Yankees.
Field of Dreams.
They were flying a couple of years ago, and right now they look completely rudderless, and probably the beginning of another rebuild.
Now, Uncle Steve, I'm new to the area, okay, as you know, but I know Duffy's is the place to be, right?
Well, that's one thing that you don't, whether you're new or you've been here for a long, long time, there's never really a question when it comes to Duffy's, because we are ready for fantasy football at Duffy's. So where else would you want to host your great fantasy football draft party? In one of the private spaces at Duffy's. 80 TVs, so you won't miss anything. You have the free Wi-Fi. I've been a part of many fantasy drafts at Duffy's. They've not only never let me down, but then you also have your burgers, your wings, your two-for-one drinks. Why would you be drafting from home? Why would you be drafting from anywhere else? Duffy's has you covered. Be the MVP of your draft party and order your party platters at DuffysMVP.com.
Well, thanks for joining me, Uncle Steve, my first time on the air here. During the week, we debuted a little show on Saturday when I filled in for JC, but I appreciate you joining me today. Thanks so much, Uncle Steve.
Great having you. Great having you on 106.3. Look forward to continuing to listen, Mike.
Yep, appreciate it. Well, there he is, Steve Pollitt Sr. joining us. Uncle Steve did the safe bound get around there. And make sure, as you heard him, get out to Duffy's, man. Delicious food, great time. Duffy's is the place to be. We're taking a timeout. When we come back, we're going to talk to Tina right here. Mike Rizzo filling in for Theo on Theoretically Speaking.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
Welcome back, folks. Mike Rizzo filling in for Theo on Theoretically Speaking. It's time to bring in Tina in the Wild. We'll hit the theoreticals here in just a second. I got to check in, see how she's doing today. How you doing, Tina?
I'm great, Mike Rizzo. How are you?
I'm great as well. It's I'd like to say, because we did do a Saturday show,
But it is our afternoon weekday debut. How about that? Afternoon weekday debut.
I know. Welcome to West Palm. Welcome to South Florida. Welcome to ESPN West Palm. And theoretically speaking, we're so excited to have you here.
I'm excited to be here. And I'll tell you what. As soon as you came into the studio, the sun came out. C-Cat is my witness.
Yeah, it happened.
I bring the sunshine.
As soon as Tina and that smile came in, the sunshine came out. So, C-Cat, let's get right into the theoreticals.
Get your margaritas ready.
Let's go, girl.
And make it a double. Because it's time for theoreticals. With our resident girl next door, Tina.
Let's do this.
Let's do this. I want to bet. Is that a woman? Not even to be. That's a woman who voices over that, right?
Yes, but that's my let's do this.
Yeah.
That's me. But okay. Yes, so Maggie from ESPN Chicago, ESPN 1000, I requested that she voice my intro. And she couldn't. Every time she recorded it, this country accent, southern accent came out, and she does not have one
right
at all. And so it's amazing. That makes me smile every single time it plays.
Now, I was helping C-Kid on the other side. Now, I don't know this song, but I laughed so hard at, you know, no.
That's my anthem. Like a Woman by Shania Twain.
Like a woman.
That is my anthem. That is my song. If I had a walkout song, it would be that every single time. I love Shania Twain. I got to see her actually last year. Yes, I got to see her last year live in Nashville.
Is that your favorite concert ever?
Oh, yeah. It was amazing. I had floor seats. It was the best concert ever. Like, bucket list, check. I love her. I loved her growing up my whole life. Me and my best friend, every day in elementary school, we would actually do a performance our parents every day after school and do a dance to one of her songs. So I love Shania Twain.
Yes. And like the thing that I laugh so hard about is, you know, the beat though.
Oh. Down, 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 down. There's like this meme that says when you hear that, you would kick a door down. Like, that is me. Like, okay. When I hear that,
kick a door down, get on top of the bar table.
That's
bar,
my karaoke song. That is just my. You want to put me in a good mood? Play this song. Play the instrumental. Play the song.
C-Kat, I got an idea. At 9:30 in the morning every day when Tina gets in here, I'm just going to have a boombox over my head.
The Kool-Aid man just burst through.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. All right, let's get into some theoreticals with Tina. The first one, I feel like it's a pretty easy layup, but I got to ask. You know, I'm new to the area. It's beautiful West Palm, sunny West Palm. How long until I'm considered a Floridian?
I feel like when you are a, you know, Floridian, it's not how long you've been here. It's like how you act. It's like the things that you do. So like, I'm a Floridian because when it gets below 70, I'm in a turtleneck or a sweater. Like, the Ugg boots come out for us Floridians.
70?
70. Like, it's a little chill.
C-Cat, where are you from?
From New York.
My God.
Like, when
70? Back in my prime, I'd be wearing a tank top.
No, not.
Wearing a tank top, shorts. My God, this is summer.
No, not for me. That is, if it is under 70, like, we break out our long sleeves, we break out the jackets. Again, the Ugg boots probably come out for some people. Again, like, I love turtlenecks. Any chance I can wear a turtleneck, if it's a little chilly, I'm wearing one. That's the thing about being Floridian. Hurricane parties?
Hurricane party.
I feel like we had a teammate the other day who was trying to say, like, hurricanes, like, weren't scary, which, like, hurricanes are very scary. They can be very scary. They can be very, like, detrimental. They can just, like, they're scary. But when it is not, it's, like, maybe a tropical storm. Like, we have hurricane parties where you grab, you know, your friends. You all just stay in one spot. You get some drinks, some food. You all stay together. You have hurricane parties. So it's not, like, a time frame of being a Floridian. It's, like, the things you do and how you act.
C-Cat, hurricane party. You've been to one?
Never been to a hurricane party.
And you've been here three?
2 years now.
2 years. 2 years flat. So you got a New Yorker, you got a Clevelander, and you got a Floridian.
I wonder, C-Cat, though, like, is there anything, though, that since you've been here that you do differently? Like, you, again, like, is under the 70 thing?
Hang
on,
C-Cat.
Boat shoes are a thing. Like, boat shoes, 80% of the year is a Floridian thing. Sandals.
Yeah. C-Cat, you wear a flannel. I've seen C-Cat obviously a lot because this is week number three. But even during my interview, when I was interviewing with 106.3 ESPN West Palm,
C-Cat had on, what do I call that, a flannel shirt, hula shirt?
Not even close to a flannel, pal. Mm. It's a Hawaiian shirt.
It's a Hawaiian shirt.
Is that its look? That's
mm-hmm. So that's where I kind of made the transition. Like, if it was a new religion, like, I became a Floridian. I really embraced it all, and I went to Puerto Rico, and I went there, and I saw a Hawaiian shirt. Never owned one before. I tried it on, and it felt right, and I've never turned back. So I wear a Hawaiian shirt and shorts every single day to work. I got about 13 in my closet
now. He's an anime character. Like, I'm a big nerd. Like, an anime character, it's one outfit and that's it. That's C-Cat. I could write him into an anime right now with a Hawaiian shirt.
And he's telling the truth. Like, he has worn a Hawaiian shirt every day since, like, making this decision.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Fair play, brother.
Amazon, $12. Just bought a bunch of them.
Fair play, brother. All right, Tina. Now, next on my theoreticals here. I hear you got a favorite spot.
Oh, yeah.
Here in Florida.
And this is a spot you have to try, Mike Rizzo. Palm Beach. I got to do a staycation there this summer because, you know, we get busy and whatnot. But Palm Beach is my favorite spot. It's a Forbes 5-star resort with a private beach, 2 oceanfront pools, spacious guest rooms. They have a 5-star spa that offers massages, facials, mani-pedis, and so much more. They even have services for the men.
Good.
You can also go, you know, margaritas are my favorite. The Ocean Breeze Kitchen, you can pedal bike your own margarita.
Oh, my goodness.
Burn the calories. Calories don't count. You can enjoy that margarita. You worked for it. And Florida residents do receive 15% off the best available rate now through October 31st. You can visit eaupalmbeach.com for more information and to make your reservations.
Make sure you check it out, folks. Palm Beach. I'm certainly looking forward to it as well, Tina.
Yeah, you got to stop by over there.
Now, my next theoretical question, because since, you know, you're a Florida girl, I think you could give some pretty good advice.
Born and raised.
Any advice when trying to go out on dates with Florida girls? Now, I just came out of a relationship recently.
And
ended it because I was going long distance and whatever. But
yeah, that's not for everyone.
Recently single.
Okay.
So any advice when trying to go out on dates with some Florida girls? I'm used to the very nice Midwestern kind of girl. So I heard they're a little different down here.
I was going to ask, you know, like, what are you looking for? Like, I think, because that depends kind of. Like,
I mean, I'm 29. You know, I'm not a spring chicken anymore.
Because that's working. I think, like, if you're looking for a girl, again, like, you like to work out. We've talked about before. To work out. You like to run. Like, again, like, the gym might be a spot where, like, you find a girl, a nice woman who also enjoys the same thing that you do. Mm-hmm. I will say this, though. I feel like because I am from here, but not like, maybe get yourself a boat. That could really pull some girls.
C-Cat, you got enough money for a boat?
Get yourself a boat. What is this?
Hang on. I have good news, though. My cousin Michael in Boca.
Okay.
Michael in Boca,
he's got a boat?
He does. And a couple of our friends met Michael in Boca. A couple of our workmates, mm-hmm. Anna and Colin and MJ and Lucas, they met Michael. I absolutely love them. You got to meet him too.
Okay.
Because we're going to go on his boat.
Okay. So there you go.
We're
going
to go on his boat.
See, he's got that checked off. Like,
yeah.
I'm sorry, but like, you got a boat. Like, that's a win.
C-Cat, you got $100,000 lying around?
Yeah. Is it unethical to take?
You got $100,000 lying around to go get a boat?
Take cousin Michael in Boca. Maybe you pass off his boat as yours.
Yeah.
Maybe
you
lend it for the day.
But I'm
to get the foot in the door.
I'm a poser. If that's I do that, I'm a loser.
Is good. Honestly, even the connection to a boat, I would say, is nice, you know? Because, again, the weather here is beautiful almost all the time.
Seriously,
so
though.
So it's like having a boat is definitely a plus. I would say, you know, like, dress to impress, you know. And if you're going out with a girl, you know, take her to a nice spot. Like, show her, like, I want to go to nice places, try new things.
I'm not going to say where we went, but I just know I went to a pretty nice restaurant that I'm like, huh. You know, I think I could definitely see myself maybe taking a date here. A girl. I've been picking out those spots.
Okay.
I've been picking out those spots.
That's good.
Around West Palm Beach. Now,
you just said spend a lot of money is what I heard in your advice to date Florida women. I heard either go to the gym,
buy a boat,
or go to an expensive restaurant. Like, that's not breaking news.
That's not. Yeah. That's.
Be rich.
He said.
Have money.
He said South Florida girls are different, and that is.
They're
bougie.
So you're saying they're a little bougie?
We're a little bougie. I think there's some that aren't.
See, Ken, it's funny.
Like, that's not me.
All the guys in my family are bougie.
I don't need
but
a boat.
Me. My dad, bougie as hell. My brother should be a GQ model. My cousin Blake should be a GQ model. Me, I wear polo shirts. I watch sports. I go to the gym. I watch my anime, play my video games. I'm a simple man.
I'll give you this. These are not expensive at all. These are just things you can do that all women would appreciate. Communicate. If you're busy at work, again, that's you know, communicate.
Tina, honesty is my number one thing.
Good, good.
Honesty is my number one thing. I don't lie. I don't think there's a point in lying in life, to be honest. And even, you know, Stephanie, our GM, she goes, you know, Riz, what are you about? I said, just be honest. Just be honest with me. If you think I'm doing a horrible job, tell me I'm doing a horrible job. I think honesty at all bases, if it's friendships, work relationships, dating, honesty is the key.
Perfect. And then again, just put some thought into your dates. Like you want, again, like listen to them, put some thought into it. Be like, hey, like, what about we go here? 7 o'clock. I can meet you there or pick you up.
Now,
you
know, Tina says that 7 o'clock, but she tells me she's always late.
I am late. Yeah.
You're like my cousin. When you say you're on the way, you're 45 minutes out.
I'm probably always about like 10 minutes shy of like late, but I don't like to be. It's just like kind of,
That's a Florida thing, by the way.
All right. Is it?
Yes.
Is it a Florida thing?
Island time is essentially peninsula time.
I am
time.
Such a stickler for time too. Like I am like, if I'm going to be there, I'm there either 10 to 15 minutes early or right on time. I am the guy who goes to the airport 2 hours before the flight because I'm worried I'm going to miss it. And I'll sit there for 2 hours, watch TV on my laptop, play my Switch, you know, call some family members, and I'll sit there. And I just don't want to miss the flight. Now, Theo, remember, said his Olympic sport would be making airplanes. I'd have a heart attack.
Yes.
I'd have a heart attack traveling with Theo Dorsey.
That's
by
crazy.
The way, shout out, Theo. Thank you for letting me fill in today, partner. We're running out of time here, CK. Quickly, what was this? Did you see this Pitbull story?
I did, Pitbull.
They're naming the stadium after him at FIU?
That's insane. And I love Pitbull, but I'm a little upset because I have like a story with FIU a few years ago.
Okay, let's hear it.
When I was an intern here at ESPN West Palm, I had the opportunity to go with our radio, you know, crew to an FIU game. And I, you know, it's a long day. So I bring some snacks with me. I had a banana and I had some little bites, some muffins. FIU, they're unopened and they made me throw away my snacks before when they were doing my bag check, like checking
just like
myself.
The airport.
They made me throw away my snacks.
Just like the airport.
And I'm like,
Theo ain't throwing his snacks out.
No, I'm like, why do I have to throw away my snacks? Nope, no food, no nothing. And I had to throw all of it away. And I was like, well, now
Tina,
I don't like
Tina,
you.
Tina, do you want to know CK? Tina and CK, you want to know who's going to fix that? Mr. 305.
Yeah, he is.
Mr. 305.
I love Pitbull. It's great.
I like Pitbull too. And I think he gets a bit kind of a bad rap.
Oh, I don't know.
Pitbull kind of gets a bad.
I saw he visited a Walmart in Alaska once, and
like,
that kind of sold
like
me.
I heard, I cool. like, I've heard someone say, "Bro, he probably listens to Pitbull." You're all right, and I go, "A little offended by that."
Yeah, is that a bad thing? What the hell?
Kind of like Pitbull. Now, Tina, my last question for you on theoreticals. You know, you mentioned I like to work out.
Mm-hmm.
You got the perfect place for me.
I do, and I can set you up there. F45. Again, if I'm probably not here at work or I'm at home, I'm at F45. I love my early morning workouts. I go at 5:15, but they have classes for everyone to fit your schedule. F45 Palm Beach Gardens, F45 West Palm Beach. It is a group workout. There's people there to motivate you. There's trainers there if you need some modifications. And again, it is, if you stick to it, you will see the results. Check out their Instagrams. They've got some still summer specials going on. Plus, F45 Playoffs is going at Palm Beach Gardens at the end of this month. Go to F45training.com to find a studio near you.
Tina's there every morning, and I just saw our good friend Lucas, MC here at ESPN, walk over there right now. And Dom, they're always there too. So
the whole team goes there, F45.
I'm going to check it out, folks. F45, come check it out with me at F45. Tina, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much, Rizzo, and welcome again.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Our final segment when we return, Mike Rizzo filling in for Theo on Theoretically Speaking.
My leg! I am not angry. I am in pain. My leg!
Time now for an injury report.
My head and torso!
Wow, that's crazy. They hit me everywhere except
my legs!
Presented by Baptist Health Orthopedic Care. Go where the pros go.
My leg!
Folks, once again, folks, see Baptist Health Orthopedic Care injury report. And we got Christian McCaffrey on there today, folks. McCaffrey apparently going to miss the whole preseason with a calf injury. This is also the same day where Brandon Ayuk, current 49er wide receiver who is holding out a training camp, is apparently being linked to teams like my Cleveland Browns and the New England Patriots. But CCAT, McCaffrey on that injured list to start preseason. I go back to what our capitan of this show, Theo Dorsey, says. You know, Theo told me he thinks that the Niners are most likely to miss the playoffs rather than get back to the Super Bowl. I'm still sold on the 49ers. You want to know why?
Why is that?
Kyle Shanahan. I love their coach. I liked Shanahan when he was my Brownies offensive coordinator, where he famously had a over 20-point PowerPoint slide on why he should be released by the team. Pretty smart guy at the time. But I'm sold on the coach. You know, the two coaches in the NFL that I would take as my coaches, not named Andy Reid, Sean McVay and Kyle Shanahan. And I like Mike McDaniel, too. I just think he's falling under that whole Dolphins stigma and shtick that they can't win a playoff game and that they're going to choke at the end of the year. But McDaniel's a genius as well. I love that Mike Shanahan coaching tree.
I think with Christian McCaffrey, as you mentioned, he's not going to play any preseason. This season is so long with 17 games.
Right.
Hold him out for the first month. Why ever take a chance?
And it's like, McCaffrey is one of those running backs, though, where you pay him. You pay. He's one of those running backs, like, you know, before Nick Chubb's injury. Nick Chubb, my favorite player in the NFL, by the way. Nick Chubb is a running back you pay. Christian McCaffrey is a running back you pay. I don't know so much anymore, but Derrick Henry was a running back that you would pay big money for because you know that he's going to take you home. Folks, we're running out of time. We're running out of show time here. Once again, Mike Rizzo filling in for Theo on Theoretically Speaking. I'll leave you guys with this. It's still the big three at the quarterback position. It's still the big three for me at the quarterback position, not named Patrick Mahomes. Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson. I don't think any other quarterback will have a chance to win a Super Bowl other than those three. Now, obviously, folks, Patrick Mahomes, right? Mahomes is going to be the favorite, probably. They're probably going to be the favorite to three-peat. But I started the show off asking you, which of the paid quarterbacks in the NFL have a chance at winning a Super Bowl? To answer my own question, there's only three guys that aren't named Mahomes that have a chance. Allen, Burrow, Jackson. We'll catch up with you later. Bye.